Back inside our Bison Video Blog studios, we're wrapping up the first summer video series on our breakthrough players to watch for 2017. Number one, we've been talking defense the majority of this list, Colpack, but we end it on the offensive side of the ball with a position that NDSU has thrived in over the past 7 years. That's tight end, and a guy that it's hard to miss him. He's 6'6". 247 pounds. He didn't participate in spring football in April, but the Bison are counting on him to make some plays, and that's big old Nate Jensen.
Recovering from a knee injury in spring football, so we never got a good glimpse of him. But what I like about this guy, I love a 6'6 tight end to really break the seam. This guy's a former high school quarterback. He can run, he can move. He's gotten a little bigger over the years. He's got to get a little more sure-handed. I think he dropped a couple. That was probably a problem. But as you get older, you just work on those things, and maybe you finally get to have a little more confidence in yourself. But I look at him get down the field like that. And he's 6'6". He's got that stride. You know, he's got sort of that Matt Veldman look where he can really move down.
He has the ability to move. You mentioned it. And here, obviously, he was wide open for this touchdown, the only touchdown reception he had last year against Illinois State. He had 8 catches, but you're exactly right. You took the words out of my mouth. I think he had a case of the drops. There were a couple, especially on third downs, where he dropped. But Easton Stick relied on this guy to be able to make the play. And here's to your point here, where he can shrug off guys. He gets in the open field. He is a big man to bring and a hard man to bring down. I'm not saying he's Dallas Goedert, because he's not. But he's got the ability and the frame. If he goes out there and makes a catch, it's really hard to bring this guy down.
He's from a winning program, Brock Jensen's program in Wisconsin. So he knows what winning's all about, and he's been part of this team now for 4 years. These guys being in his third year. This guy's in his fourth year of the program. And so this is a time to step up, shed that injury image. I mean, you got to get rid of that stuff, obviously. Have a good summer, and then come in ready to contribute.
What makes you think that he's our number one on this list? When I'm going to throw out two guys in Connor Wentz and Jeff Ilias. Ilias led the Bison in touchdown receptions last year that also played that same spot.
Well, keep in mind, it's a breakthrough player, not the best player. Okay. But I think a breakthrough guy, here's a guy that can possibly, when it comes to the red zone with that kind of frame, you're talking possibly 5, 6, 7 touchdowns, and that's a difference maker. You know, you're talking about Sean Engel on the outside at 6'5".
Yep.
Elbers was that player. He was 6'6".
You're exactly right,
And Wentz used that height to his advantage, and here's this guy that Easton Stick can use that 6'6 frame when it's down in the red zone to his advantage.
That's a great point, and I go back even before Wentz to what Brock Jensen did with Matt Veldman.
Yeah.
Veldman's senior year, which was his best year by far, he was a threat in the red zone. He became that guy that defenses had to account for, which is a chance for Nate Jensen to do that. If he can, A, stay on the field, and B, catch the football, or else you're not going to go to that guy.
In the red zone, if you get the right matchup, if you get on some safety or corner somehow and use, I see it. For a 5'10", 180-pound corner to get on a 6'6", 250-pound tight end, that's a tough deal. NDSU found that out against Goddard.
Yeah. So that's our list. Are there a couple other guys that you were debating about throwing on here? I'd give you one.
Well, I know you are. We argued about
Ty Brooks, I would say. And you brought up the excellent point that there are 4 guys in front of him at the running back spot. There's another guy I would throw out there in Demetri Williams. And I know he's played a bit, but I think he's got a chance to really he's a true junior. He played as a true freshman. I think if the Bison coaches had to do it over again, they'd redshirt him. I thought Demetri, as the season went along last year, really started to get some confidence that he could be a potential for a breakthrough guy.
Keep in mind, here's what we don't know about the new offense under Courtney Messingham.
Yep.
We don't know how these receivers will use differently than what Tim Paulsek used. So going by your point, maybe Demetri Williams could be that guy that maybe will see more reps, because the offense will be adjusted. We know that for sure.
They have told us it'll
be adjusted a little more. They're going to try to get a better passing game. So maybe Demetri could be that guy to benefit.
One other guy I'll throw out there we talked about a lot is Brock Robbins, because remember they moved Robbins to tight end. I'm not sure if that's going to be a permanent switch. Chris Kleiman said nothing has been decided on that. Robbins, again, got hurt last year, missed 6 games with a broken foot. But he was starting to show flashes before he got hurt last
offense
year.
Offense has evolved. The West Coast offense, we maybe see part of an evolution of the West Coast offense this year. That'll be interesting to see.
There you have it, folks. That's our first countdown of the top 5 breakthrough guys we're calling for 2017. For Jeff Colpack, I'm Dom Izzo. We'll see you next week with our next edition of our countdown series.